Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, called This Might Not Work. It is officially January 3rd, 2016, which means that everybody is slamming you to death with how to do things in the new year, and you probably need to lose 50 to 3,000 pounds and consume 10 calories a day. And then there are people that are like, don't do that, just stop eating sugar. And then there are people that are like, don't do that. Like, I'm so bored with all of this shit. The truth is that this year I didn't make any resolutions. I really, really, really thought about it. And I was like, this is not the time. Here's what I did instead. So stick with me. It isn't that I didn't come up with anything. It's that I chose to scare the shit out of myself, which we'll talk about. So as you know, I took sabbatical in September, and it ended up lasting longer than I thought it would. I thought I would have 30 days of sabbatical, and then I would know exactly what to do next. The end, bada bing, I would have my new product or service or website or whatever the fuck it was that I was making. I thought that would be out by, at the latest, okay, because it took a month off from in September, that it would be out by like November 15th. Okay, because 2 weeks, I mean, that's fair to have everything done. And the truth is that it took longer than that, which is really irritating for me. And everything is coming out on January 11th, 1/11/17, because why not? It seems like a good time. On sabbatical, though, I had these horrible, 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 horrible nightmares. Did I say horrible enough? On one night, I watched a really close friend get on Oprah, slash Oprah's network now, for a product that she didn't like, that wasn't her idea, and that she didn't care about. And I kept just asking her, why, like, why do this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? But her ears had stopped working, okay? That sort of nightmare. In another one, this is my favorite, this is amazing, J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter writing fame, she had the plot for the next Harry Potter book, which was going to exist, and she gave it to me to trust me to remember it, because there was some reason that she just couldn't remember it, couldn't get to a computer, whatever. Kristen, you just remember it, and then I'll write it down and go ahead and write the whole book. I forgot it. Like, I didn't just rob myself of the next Harry Potter. I robbed a world of Harry Potter. Like, so clearly, these nightmares were these huge, huge, like, you are letting people down, you're not being heard, you're not remembering things, everything's going horribly. And I can view those as these harbingers of doom, that these big changes are all going to go horribly wrong and it's useless and it's all going to be shit. Or I can acknowledge that my brain is doing its level best to stop me from proceeding with what is a few giant moves and some life destabilizing decisions, which is, you know, shutting down a business to do something different, rebranding, retraining, all of the re's are coming up. My brain is clearing its debris all the way down to the subconscious basement, and clearly I most fear A, letting people down, and B, failing to stop people I love from letting themselves down, which is actually worse. So over and over and over and over, these are the themes, and night after night my brain would get more and more creative with this theme. I used to drown in dreams. I used to spin out of control all by myself. I was always alone in dreams. Now I let other people down. Maybe that means I'm evolving. Maybe I've just entered a new phase of wrestling with my being, and I'm doing that wrestling while I sleep. I don't know. Why am I telling you this? Because I'm relaying what's happening, nearly continuous nightmares while sleeping night after night for weeks, and how I'm choosing to interpret it, which is clearly my brain is working through some shit. I could just as easily interpret and have interpreted these nightmares as a sign to stay in place and not regenerate my business and not try something new and not try a new thing. I could decide that clearly these dreams are a prophecy of my imminent failure and give up. Or I could look at all of them and go, wow, that is some shit, brain. The J.K. Rowling thing, that's really creative. Like, I gotta give you props for that. Thank you for working that out while I sleep and then letting me go right about doing my business and getting my work done in the daytime. So whatever it is that you're facing, you can decide that that thing, whatever it is a sign that you're going to fail or a sign that you're going to be okay. You can decide to interpret the odds in your favor or to read the supposed writing on the wall and give up. If you need a reason to quit because you know what you're doing is shitty or not right for you, quit. You can blame me. It's fine. You can blame the weather or climate change or Trump or your star sign. Like, if you need a reason to quit, you can have it. You don't... Done. If you need a reason to keep going, this is also it. If you're sure of what you want, keep going. The nightmares are going to come. The days are going to draw out, and you're going to sink into misery and indecision, and you will practically drown in that indecision sometimes on a daily basis. But keep going. If you need a sign to keep going, you can have it. This is it. I was reading this book by Seth Godin. I think it's his new one, but he has one like every 4 minutes, so it might not be, called What to Do When It's Your Turn, and it's always your turn. He talks about going in search of tension. He writes, sooner or later it comes to this. Great work is the result of seeking out tension, not avoiding it. Great work doesn't require reassurance. In fact, it avoids it. I'm looking for something that might not work. Worth it. I don't know why he says worth it. I just like that, and I included it in the quote. So all this time, I've been looking for the sure thing. When I would make a class, a program, a workshop, a coaching package, a books, a box set, I would make the things and feel all this trepidation and all this fear. None of them were in the bag sure things, and I just kept thinking that I was doing it wrong. Or if I was sure, like, oh, I could sell that, yeah, that would be, but they bored me to tears because I was sure, it's no problem. I'm already bored. The things that might not work, I've got shit tons of those. If that's the criteria, this thing that I want to do that might not work, it might just all go to shit really quickly. Let's fucking do that in the new year. And I invite you to do that with me, whatever it is that you want to do. So instead of, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to make $10,000 more, and I want to have 10 more clients, and all these measurable, reasonable, fucking practical goals, what if you go for the thing that might not fucking work? And it might be the best year of your life, and it might be the worst year of your life, and it might be both simultaneously, which has been my experience. So there's this event that I want to make called Brave, and I'm making it actually, and it's about the importance of being brave and experimenting in your business and in your life, in all aspects of the way that you live on a daily basis. And of course, for the sake of being honest, I'm going to have to talk about every time I've failed and how that has led to these interesting and wonderful life changes and further experiments. I want it to be honest and raw and vulnerable and helpful and funny and just a tiny bit holy. And I want to tell the truth about the state of our souls while we hang out together for a few days in California. And when it sells out, I want to invite secret guest speakers that I'm so excited to have that I can't fucking handle how excited I am to have them. But I don't want that to be the reason that you come. I want you to genuinely be delighted and surprised and thrilled and just fall down in wonderment at the awe that is these other humans. But it might not work. I know. And you've lost $43,000 on events in the recent past. It makes me laugh because it's so funny. It's so absurd. That is 150% of my salary when I got a job right out of college that I've lost and paid back. Yep, I know. You've just gotten over the moose flu, Kristen. The moose flu is a thing from the Canada. It's unlike anything I've ever encountered. Also, I made up the term moose flu. Don't Google it. But it was terrible. You're tired, Kristen. I know. Shouldn't you do something safe, Kristen? Says the voice of my mom every day. Yeah, I probably should. But should does not light me up at 5 a.m. to take notes and get cracking. Like, I'm so fucking irritated when I wake up way before the sun with just ideas that cannot wait. And I'm also joyous because those are the best days. Should does not make me twirl around like a hyped up toddler who's had 72 pixie sticks. It doesn't make me break into spontaneous dance when I'm singing made up songs in the kitchen. It just doesn't do it for me. So yes, I probably should. I probably should do something else, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna make an event called Brave, and it might not work. And of course, you are invited. All the details are coming along with my new website, 2 new books in print, and if I can swing in another surprise, on 1/11, so January 11th, 2017. If you're listening to this after that, fucking go and see if there are Brave tickets, please, available. Now go and make the thing that probably won't work, and go and make it with all your heart. And when everybody else talks about resolutions and goals and reasonable things that you can absolutely finish this year because, yeah, you can lose those 3 pounds, just shake your head. knowingly and act like you give a shit and then go about doing the thing that might not work anyway, because that is the thing with the life and the juice and the vitality in it. So go and do that thing. And I know that I talk too fast when I get all hyped up, and I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry. This is your pep talk, people. So may you, in the new year, do the thing that might not work. May you see it to its logical and natural end, even if that is a place you had never planned on going. May you be thrilled by all the things that the year has in store for you. May you be genuinely uplifted and delighted by your own ideas and your own potential, and may you finally make the goddamn thing that you've been thinking about making forever and ever and ever and ever. And please tell me about it when you do. I fucking love that we get to start over once a year, and now is the time. So go and start over and do the thing. And I will see you next week. Thanks for listening, as always, and I'll see you when my new shit hits. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Okay, bye.